This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Adnan Rashid. As you know, lately, a lot of Christian missionaries have been making a lot of noise about the Quran. There's a reason for that. The reason is that they know the Bible and its text is indefensible. They cannot defend the veracity and the preservation of the text of the New Testament in particular and the Bible in general. For that reason, in order to take attention away from the Bible, they are making a lot of noise about the Quran. And they are using vague statements of activists, of preachers, and of debaters to claim things that are absolutely incredible about the Quran. Our claim, the Muslim claim, has been for the last 14 centuries that the Quran is absolutely word by word preserved. Please note that no Christian scholar on the planet claims that about the Bible. I repeat, our claim about the Quran, and we stand by that claim to this day, in 2020, we stand by that claim that in the light of evidence and otherwise, the Quran is preserved word by word, and it can be traced back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, word by word. You will never see a Christian scholar claiming the same about the New Testament, that every single word can be traced back to those anonymous authors who are thought to have written the four Gospels. No Christian scholar will ever claim that on the planet. Now, having clarified that, all this noise, you know, it's confusing a lot of people. People are asking questions. I like to cut to the chase. I like to go the easiest way. The easiest way is to read the Christian works and the Muslim works, Christian academics and Muslim academics, and see what they have to say about their respective scriptures. So I will cut the list short. I will invite you to read two works, one by a Christian academic, Christian scholar, on the Bible, the text of the New Testament, and the other is from a Muslim scholar, a Muslim academic, on the Quran. So you will see what the Christian scholars believe about the New Testament, and you will see what the Muslim scholars actually believe about the text of the Quran. So the Christian scholar who has written on the text of the New Testament is Bruce Metzger, and the title of the book is The Text of the New Testament, Its Transmission, Corruption, and Restoration. The Text of the New Testament, Its Transmission, Corruption, and Restoration. This is the Christian work, the Christian perspective on the text of the New Testament. You read it and you decide whether the text of the New Testament is preserved or not. Likewise, the Muslim work I want you to look into on the Quran from an academic perspective, okay, is the history of the Quranic text from revelation to compilation. I repeat, the history of the Quranic text from revelation to compilation, and I want you to buy the second edition in particular. The second edition in particular, because this is the fourth edition. This is the best edition of this work. The second edition of the work I just mentioned from Muhammad Mustafa Al-Adami. The author is Muhammad Mustafa Al-Adami. He has written this book, The History of the Quranic Text from Revelation to Compilation. These two books will amply clarify for you all as to which particular text or which scripture is preserved and which one is not. I leave the decision to you. I will not put words and ideas in your mind. Once you go through these two books I have mentioned in this video, everything will be clear. You don't have to listen to people like me or Christian missionaries out there who have an agenda, who are disingenuous, okay? And the Christians don't have to listen to me. Don't listen to me, please. Go. Not that I am disingenuous or I have an agenda. I want you to know the truth from your own scholars. This is a Christian scholar who has written on the New Testament, and there is a Muslim scholar who has written on the Quran. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.